Doing really well, Sean. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it. Let's start with a little backstory on the Veterans Association Food Bank.
It got started here by Marie Blackburn, and she saw a need to help out our veteran community, and now it's kind of just snowballed, and now we offer a ton of services here, and then they brought me on to help on the revenue side to help bring a little bit of donations in and spread the awareness, because that's how we run. We're privately funded, so it's one of those things where the more people we have helping out and understanding what the cause is, the more support we get. So thank you very much for being able to allow us to highlight today.
Let's talk about some of the numbers. How many vets are you helping out on a daily, monthly, yearly basis?
Yeah, so with our hamper program, which is how our foods go out, we help anywhere from about 250 to 300 families a month. And then with our other services, probably another couple hundred. So I would say on a monthly basis, there's probably 1,200 to 1,500 people that we touch. And then obviously you have the crew that come in for our peer supports and that come in for our social gatherings and that community that's starting to grow. So I think within Edmonton, there's roughly 2,000 people, that we touch on a yearly basis.
My gosh.
A daily basis, it's growing. And for me being here, I came in May, I started in May, and we were at roughly that 175 hamper number. So as the awareness has spread, so has the amount of clients that we've been supporting, which is good and sad, I think, in the same time.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we're helping them, but it's a little frustrating that the supports need to be there, but we're glad they're accessing the services.
Now, you're based in the Edmonton area. Are there services available for vets who may not be in Edmonton? Calgary, Lethbridge, Medicine Hat, are those services available?
Yeah, so we actually have four locations. So we were started in Calgary. And then we branched out, and now we have locations in Edmonton, Grand Prairie, and Lethbridge, as well as we help with some housing in Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and BC.
Wow.
Yeah, it's growing. It's growing a lot, and the supports are starting to come in, and it's really, really cool to see the direction that the place is going these days.
Now, I'm sure a lot of listeners like me have a junk drawer. And in that junk drawer, they might come across a gift card or two that they haven't had a chance to use. I understand if people want to help out, not only can they donate, say, food or cash, but they can actually donate gift cards.
That is very true. Yeah, we supply gift cards within our hampers to help buy their perishable food items, as well as maybe clothing or school supplies or shoes, whatever it may be. So yeah, if you have gift cards, we would love to take them off your hands. And honestly, to me, it's just an opportunity to get someone in the building. Because the more people we bring through the door, the more we spread that awareness. So if you got any gift cards to any locations, we would love to have them. If you don't want them, and we'd love to give you a tour.
Okay, if somebody's listening and they want to donate, maybe help out, or need an address, where can they go?
Yes, yeah, so if you go to vafb.com, that is our website. And then in Edmonton, we are located at 18504 111th Avenue Northwest. And we're open 8 to 4 Monday through Friday. So we like to say we're super friendly. So just come on by, stop by whenever you want. And just come say hi, and we'd love to chat with you and give you some coffee, and maybe we have some treats, and see what we can do to work together.
Well, we've only been chatting for a couple of minutes, but I think you're quite lovely, Ethan.
Well, thank you very much. There's a ringing endorsement right there.
There you go. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show for the Veterans Association Food Bank in the Edmonton area, but like you mentioned, you've got supports right across the province. Thank you for taking a few minutes to come on the show and share your story.
Thank you very much for having us. Yeah, I'd love to share the story and love to spread the awareness. We're a pretty big advocate, so thank you for any platform.